Please remember, the views and opinions expressed by this show or any other show on DV Radio and its guests are strictly those of said individuals and do not reflect those of the DV Radio staff, nor the staff of Dysfunctional Veterans.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
You're listening to
The Marquee.
Woo!
Dirty 30.
To be the man, you gotta beat the man. Woo!
Hello and welcome to another riveting edition of the Marquee Dirty 30. Oh yes, I'm so pumped up for the show tonight. And the reason being is because I'm about to talk about a topic that I truly, truly love. And I want to phrase this right. I don't want the lay people, the normal people who happen to listen to this show to think that I am just a warmonger. But the other destruction of North Korea. The utter destruction of North Korea. I see it coming. Because I think they're going to do something stupid. They are. And China has one. We'll get into it. Okay, so let's start out. If you've been living under a rock this week, you wouldn't know this, but I'm so sure that a lot of you have not been living under a rock. So here we go. North Korea is upset. They're upset because Donald Trump said if you do something stupid, there will be fire and fury cast down upon you. Sound like something out of Game of Thrones. If you cometh to thou house, I will bring down fire and fury. But I'm glad he finally said something. What has been going on with North Korea, as we all know, is that we've just been letting them talk their big game and do whatever they want to do and pretty much ignoring them for the majority of their existence. Man. Think about this, okay? North Korea has come out and said that they have the capability, which we have seen because they did, as I mentioned a week before last, they did fire a missile that reached the waters of Japan. That being said, they do have the capability to hit a United States territory, maybe even Alaska, maybe even California, you know, maybe even Hawaii. But they are focusing on Guam. And so President Trump, being the man that he is, didn't take too kindly to this. And honestly, he did something that I think I would have done if I was president of the United States as well. I would have told these, I would have told that, because I'm talking about President Kim Jong-un, that one megalomaniacal, egotistical, I'm the best thing since sliced bread leader of North Korea. The same exact thing. I would have told him, listen, okay? You keep making these threats. Eventually, the big dog's gonna bite. Think about it, okay? You got this neighbor with a dog, and every day you go over there and you buck at him. You know, you just, get out of here. And the dog is like, you know, the dogs do, they bark, you know. So the United States have been barking at North Korea. Hey, stop it. Stop jumping at me. Stop it, you stupid person. Stop. Eventually, that dog is going to break loose from its chain and bite the mess out of that person. So right now, President Trump is telling North Korea, hey, stop it. I want you to stop it or I will bite you. North Korea doesn't care. They don't care. I was telling a friend yesterday. I was telling them. I said, you know, North Korea is, they want power. They want the world to recognize them. They want the entire world to see that they are powerful and that they can do something. But what they fail to realize is that they aren't that extremely powerful. No. They may have 2, 3, maybe 4 or 5 nukes. But the entirety of the country, the entirety of the region will feel the wrath of the United States and its allies if North Korea does decide to do something stupid. And I'm saying the word stupid because this, on a national level, on a global level, would be stupid. I mean, China has said that they won't intervene if North Korea strikes first. That leaves the opening that if the United States strikes first, doing a preemptive strike on any type of North Korean asset, like we did in a couple months ago when we launched those cruise missiles over towards what country was that? I can't even think of the name of the country right now. But when we destroyed those bases in the middle of the night, you know, Russia was upset, but they didn't do anything. But China has come out and said that if we do that to North Korea, there will be retaliation. But if North Korea strikes first, they won't do anything. Okay. Well, we shall see what happens. Maybe this is North Korea doing their big old bolster and, we're North Korea, here is Rua type of thing. That's a bad Asian impression. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to offend anybody with that. Oh, man. But as veterans, this does affect us because think about it. We're probably on the cusp of another war, you know, with Korea, which I don't know if many Korean war vets are still around. I'm not sure. Back in the 50s, wasn't it? Yeah. Should be. But they probably just got turned into Vietnam vets and, you know. But again, this does affect the veteran community in a way. Now, which way is that? I don't really know right now. I don't know whether that's going to have a lot of us veterans trying to reenlist. I mean, the younger veterans trying to reenlist, trying to have more overseas jobs for contractors, which means more veterans will get picked for those jobs. So war is hell, but war is profitable. War is very profitable. And I don't really want to go deep dive into that rabbit hole, but we all know, you know, with the Iraq and Afghanistan invasion, and even if you look at history with World War II, how war is profitable. Now, I want to play two clips. These are President Trump, what he said. Two clips of what President Trump said, I think it was yesterday, 11th of August, about this North Korea issue. I want you to hear exactly from his mouth what he said. I'm not trying to put any words in the president's mouth because this to me is interesting. I want to see what's going to happen with old little hermit country and the little fat president, I mean, fat dictator, whatever he is, fat king, you know, the fat god, whatever his name is, Kim Jong-un. Ooh, I want to see what's going to happen. So I'm going to play these clips. Let's go ahead. Let's go roll clip one.
I hope that they are going to fully understand the gravity of what I said, and what I said is what I mean. So hopefully they'll understand, Peter, exactly what I said and the meaning of those words. Those words are very, very easy to understand.
And then the president elaborated on what he just said.
And this man will not get away with what he's doing, believe me. And if he utters one threat in the form of an overt threat, which, by the way, he has been uttering for years, and his family has been uttering for years, or if he does anything with respect to Guam or any place else that's an American territory or an American ally, he will truly regret it, and he will regret it fast.
Finally! Finally, we have a president who is going to do something about being constantly threatened. Now, maybe this may be an ego thing with Donald Trump as well, but who knows and who cares? If we have enemies, we should deal with them appropriately. I was listening to Fox News. I believe they had an analyst on, and he was saying that sanctions take too long. Sanctions take too long. We have just had the UN levy the strongest sanctions against North Korea than it ever had done before. But what is that going to amount to? Is that going to stop North Korea? I mean, no one trades with them anyway other than China, really. I mean, no one goes into the country pretty much other than Chinese citizens and people who are trying to get locked up for false accusations. Let's hear clip three from the president. Clip three.
Nobody loves a peaceful solution better than President Trump, that I can tell you. Hopefully it'll work out. But this has been going on for many years. Would have been a lot easier to solve this years ago before they were in the position that they're in. But we will see what happens. We think that lots of good things could happen, and we could also have a bad solution. But we think lots of good things can happen. And if anything happens to Guam, there's going to be big, big trouble in North Korea.
Big trouble in North Korea. What was that? What was that movie? Big Trouble in Little Chinatown, something like that. Had I think it was Kurt Russell in it. Was it Kurt Russell? It was a good movie from back in the 80s. Really good movie. I actually like it. I might go watch it again. But still, you heard from the president there, okay? So we have laid the groundwork. You know, North Korea. If you do anything stupid, we will attack you. Now, hopefully, the president and his staff understand that if we do a preemptive strike on North Korea, like I said earlier, that China will intervene. And I don't really think we really want to have a full-fledged World War III type atmosphere with China and Japan, North Korea. But I'm trying to think, like, who would ally with China? Who would ally with China and North Korea against the United States, Britain, maybe France, Germany, some African countries, Italy, maybe Russia? Who would ally with North Korea and China against those powers? Maybe Russia might ally with China. I don't know anything about all these alliances and who's who and who's with who and all this other stuff. The only thing I do know is that I can't stand North Korea and their fat dictator. And you know what's funny is that, you know, I'm going to tell a story. I was watching an episode of Bizarre Foods. Great show. Funny show. I like it. Shows me some of the world within my television screen through food, which I love. So watching Bizarre Foods, Andrew Zimmern went to North Korea. And the one thing that stuck out to me was he was in a restaurant and no one was in there except for him and his crew. He was the only one sitting at the table. So they had these beautiful young ladies come out in some type of garments, you know, face paint and stuff like that. They brought all of this food out, a lot of food out, to every single table in there and served every single table the same meal they prepared for Andrew Zimmern. And no one was in there but him. He ate his food, you know, talked about it and the flavors and stuff like he does on every show. And when he was ready to leave, they all came out and took every single plate back to the back. It was just like a whole big pomp and circumstance type of thing for just one person. But my problem is they have all of this food to show the outside world when Andrew Zimmern comes and said, oh, we have food here. We have food here. But yet and still, the people who defect from North Korea are talking about the atrocities that goes on there. How, you know, they have no food. How they have no rights. They must wake up every morning and pray to the father, the son, and the grandson, I guess. Kim Jong's son. The first one, I guess his name. Well, I can't remember right now. Kim Jong-il and Kim Jong-un. How did they... Okay, here we go. I'm going to ask a quick question here. Okay, so the grandfather, Kim Jong's son, or Soon, or whoever he is, he was a big, powerful-looking guy, you know? He looked like a dictator. Kim Jong-il looked crazy, so he looked like a crazy dictator. Kim Jong-un doesn't look like he should be in charge of anything, not even a Burger King drive-thru. I hate North Korea. I really do. And it's not the people there. I don't hate North Koreans. I hate the country and the diplomatic state of North Korea. If you don't understand why, I hate any country that deprives its citizens of their basic rights. I said basic rights. Here in America, we don't have just basic rights. We have basic rights. We have varsity club rights. We have NFL level rights. We have NBA rights. You know, I'm talking about levels. You know, don't start talking NBA rights. You know, don't dig too deep into it. I'm talking about levels like high school football. I mean, it's football season, people. Whew, I'm telling you, I have to explain everything because sometimes some of you guys are getting to the chat room and they'll be like, what are you talking about? I don't understand. I didn't get that learned degree. I did it. I don't care. Email me at LimaCharlieRadio@gmail.com. You can follow me on Facebook at DV Marquee. You can also follow me on the Twitter at, what is my Twitter handle? I don't know what my Twitter handle is. Oh, Marquee A. Davis 1. That is one of my Twitter handles, and I also got like three or four other ones that I don't check, so, you know, whatever. So, please follow me on those social media platforms, and that way we can interact. You can tell me how you feel about me. You can tell me how you don't like me, and I can tell you I don't care. And with that being said, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we will be back after that. So, stay tuned. You're listening to the Marquee Dirty 30 here on DVRadio.net.
DV Radio is for our fellow brothers and sisters, and it's all free of charge for our listeners, our guests, and even those that have shows right here on DVRadio.net. We do everything in-house, from mixing and recording ads and shows to the website and all that you get from us. We love promoting veteran-owned businesses and highlighting those in the veteran community. So if you would like to continue to hear what we bring to you and have even more in the future with the best quality that we can possibly bring to you, please head over to DVRadio.net and click that PayPal donation button. Any amount is welcome, from $1 to $100 million that your uncle lets you in his trust fund. So please head over to DVRadio.net and click that PayPal donation button right now. Oh, ah, ah,
ah. DV Radio.
And welcome back to the Marquee Dirty 30 here on DVRadio.net. Yes. Fire and fury. All right, let's go ahead and hit some headlines.
Extra, extra, read all about it. Extra, 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 read all about it.
Now, this is coming to you from the Business Insider. All right. If you want to look it up, if you need a source, just go to Business Insider and type in the headline here. It says, the headline is, soldier suing Trump saying his directive to ban transgender people from the military has caused a tidal wave of harms. This was printed on August the 10th, 2017 at 11:05 by Leanne Garfield and Reuters. Okay? So let's read some of this for you. Five transgender members of the United States military, including Iraq and Afghanistan war veterans, sued President Trump on Wednesday, challenging his ban on transgender people serving in the armed forces. So we all know about what Trump said on Twitter on July 26th. And, you know, about the citing the healthcare cost and the unit disruption and the everything that can go against the conservative political base, all right, with transgenders being in the military. Now, what they say is Trump's directive to exclude transgender people from military service has created a tidal wave of harms that have already been felt throughout our armed services. Transgender service members have been blindsided by this shift and are scrambling to deal with it and it mean and what it means for their futures and their families. That's from Shannon Minter, a transgender legal expert and legal director at the National Center for Lesbian Rights. That was released in a press release. The president's mistreatment of these dedicated troops will serve only to weaken and demoralize our armed forces. What? What? Before we even knew transgenders were serving openly in the military, we didn't have a disruption in the force. What did I say two episodes ago on Barry's Talk? The standard does not change for anyone. And this is what the LGBTQ community is trying to do to everyone in the world. They're trying to change the standard. The military standard should never, ever change. It should always be the same. And why? Because the military has to focus on fighting and defending our country. That is what the United States military is, Navy, Air Force, Marine, Coast Guard, Army. National Guard, they are focused on defending the Constitution of the United States of America. Are we about to change the Constitution to just make it any old willy-nilly way? I read the other day that some Republicans are wanting to postpone the 2020 election. No, that would take a constitutional amendment. And I don't see anybody doing it. We've been through major wars and we've never postponed the election cycle here in the United States of America. Not going to happen. Just like the military is not going to bend or break because someone wants to dress up or change their gender or identity of what they were born with. I hate to say this, people. I hate to say it, but there's only two genders, male and female. You can't be a trans cat. You can't be a trans water heater, a trans couch, a trans tree. Not going to happen that way. You're not changing your genetic profile to be anything else. You may pump hormones into your system and start to develop breasts or get away or make your breasts diminish. Or, you know, you may get surgery to change your penis into a vagina or vice versa. But that's not genetics. Okay? You're just changing the outwardly appearance of it. I read a story the other day of where a transgender woman was pregnant by her transgender man partner. The man was pregnant because he was a transgender woman. It's confusing as hell, but they were a couple. The man was actually a woman who was transgender. The woman was actually a man who was transgender, and the transgender man got pregnant. And I'm rolling my eyes right now because it's just I don't get the whole that whole society, faction of society to begin with, but to each its own. But I will tell you one thing, you are not going to change the standard within the United States military, and any veteran, transgender or not, will tell you the same. The standard really will not change. It won't. I mean, you can sue all you want to. Let's see what else it says here. It says, all have come out as transgender to their commanding officers. These are the members who are suing. Named only as Jane Doe for fear of retribution, said Jennifer Levi, a lawyer for the GLBTQ. What are they changing the? They changed the acronym again. Okay, GLBTQ Legal Advocates and Defenders. So I guess they focus mostly on gays, whereas the LGBTQs focus more on lesbians. I guess that's what it is. All right. The lawsuit said Trump's tweets violates the rights of the service members to due process and equal protection under the law. It asked the courts to declare Trump's directive unconstitutional and to issue injunctions to stop it. I'm pretty sure the founding fathers didn't know anything about the LGBTQ community, so they didn't write anything about it in the Constitution. Maybe we should time travel and fix that. I mean, you know. Dunford, which is the lawyer, said that in a memo a day after Trump's tweet that there would be no change in policy until Mathis received an official order from the president. Oh, no. Dunford is the chief of staff. Joseph Dunford, the chief of staff. And the order has yet to be issued. There is no order right now against the LGBTQ community, but they want to sue. I guess that's just America for you. You find something you don't like, you get a couple people together, and you start a class action lawsuit. I wonder how I can get on that gravy train. I'm trying to figure out a class action lawsuit I can join and make a lot of money on. Let's sue the VA. I just had an epiphany. All of us veterans, let's go find us some shady lawyer and let's sue the VA. Let's sue. Let's sue. Let's sue. This is ridiculous. This is America has become the land of the frivolous lawsuit. I mean, I just said it. The standard will not change. Okay? It's just so crazy to me how all of a sudden this small majority, this small minority of people are trying to change the very fabric of the United States of America. Well, we have much larger issues to deal with, like North Korea potentially bombing and nuking Guam or Hawaii or California, even though they may be bolstering and just saying big words and using hyperbole and things of that nature. But still, it's a threat, and a threat should be taken seriously. President Trump has more important things to worry about than five LGBTQ transgender suing him because of a military order that hasn't even yet been issued. It was just a tweet. So they're suing him over a tweet. So now I'm going to get on Twitter and I'm going to find me someone with some money that I do not like, and I'm going to sue them because they tweeted and hurt my feelings. I need a safe space. I need to go crawl in a corner and cry because a tweet hurt my feelings. Now, I've also said this. I also said that, you know, the president is a political figure, a huge political figure, a huge public figure. So, you know, his tweet may not be an actual command or directive for the military, but still, it has power in it. It's telling people what his intentions may be in the future. And because of those intentions, people are now going to start assuming things. And we all know what assumptions do. They make an ass out of you and me. So instead of assuming things, people should wait until something actually happens. If you wait until something actually happens, then guess what? You can start to actually do something about it. I'm getting kind of tired of this this crap. And the reason I'm getting tired of it is because it is bogging down the news cycle. Right now, I can't determine what is fake news anymore. I mean, we had that whole issue a couple months ago, and we just had a whole cycle of fake news. Fake news was coming out left and right. The Russians tried to hack the election. That's fake news. It didn't happen. Then it turns out that it might have did happen, and that the Russians kicked out diplomats and, you know, and now Trump saying that, thank you, Russia, for kicking out those diplomats, because now we don't have to pay them. And then he's recanting that and saying, I was just being sarcastic. You guys don't understand sarcasm here in the world. I don't know what's real news and I don't know what's fake news anymore, because I don't know. I'm so confused. I need someone to help me determine the fake news from the real news. They should make a website called realnews.com. That way I can just go to that site and won't have to go to all of these different sites. I'm so confused. This to me seems like fake news. Why would these five soldiers even try to sue the president? I mean, what sense does that make? What court is going to hear this? Where are they hearing this at? Is this going to be over there in Stanford, Connecticut? Is this going to be heard in California? You know, the liberal country that it is itself, California. What is going on with the minds of people today in America? Are we so privileged that we feel as though we are entitled to everything? I'm going to let you know right now, in the United States Army, if I am the section chief or the squad leader for a unit, and I get an LGBTQ soldier, first thing I'm going to do is counsel that soldier and let him know that the standards are not going to change unless I am given a directive from the command, okay? That's what people have to start to understand, is that unless a formal command comes down from the top, okay, I, as the NCO in charge of that section, in charge of that squad, I am not going to change my standards. If we're doing the PT test, the APFT, Army Physical Fitness Training Test thingy, majiggy, I'm going to use the same standards in which you were used before you started taking hormones. So if your runtime goes down, your runtime just went down because you didn't train hard enough. You didn't actually put enough effort into your running. If your push-ups goes down, I'm not about to use the scale for the females when you were a male in my leader's book 3 months ago. Just not going to work that way. The standard will not change. The standard will never change. And with that being said, you have just listened to the Marquee Dirty 30 here on DVRadio.net. I want you guys to stay tuned for Barracks Talk coming up next, right after this show. I don't know who's going to be on the show. I don't really care. Why? Because we're going to have a fantastic time regardless of whoever is on the show. And hopefully we talk about this chick stealing money from the DV farm. Other than that, I'll talk to you guys later. This has been Marquee Davis. See you next week.
Radio.